Hey, thanks so much for holding. My name is Muzz. Am I speaking with, is it Mariel?
Yes, Mauro.
Hey, how are you there, Mariel? Thanks for your
Hey,
patience.
hi, bud.
Good, man. Good, good. So just real quickly here, Trahan, a handyman service owner and operator out of Yuma, Louisiana. My associates asked me to kind of pull up the pricing here just to see if this would fit within your budget, be a good fit. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. And I mean, did you have any questions for me about the program aside from pricing?
No, I mean, I'm just curious what the pricing is. I mean, just
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
Yeah, no problem, man. I mean, we're here to help your business grow, just get more visibility through Google, in the event someone types in one of your searches. So it's a flat rate of $249, no contract. So what we would do is set you up on Google Maps, okay? And then we'll put you on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Alexa, Facebook, Siri, and Apple Maps. And we can just create you a website. That way we can get you a good professional outlook. And if someone is actually, curious and interested, genuinely interested, they'll be typing in what you do, when it comes to your services and calling you directly. So there's no lead fee, there's no click fee, there's no call fee, there's no equity. And it's as simple as that. Okay. So like I understand, like right now you're with Angie's List. You're paying per lead there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So like instead of having to put like all your eggs in one basket when it comes to just Angie's, we want to make sure, you give yourself a different way. That way your phone can actually ring. So here I got you like within 20 miles. You're trying to stick on to more of the residential side. You can handle more business, right? And no.
I mean,
Always, right? So.
I
Go
mean,
ahead. Go ahead.
no, I just, I have, course not. Well, I mean, like when it comes to setting up a website, you say, too, now, what all does this entail with setting this up properly, I guess?
Yeah, and I'll text you a website example here. Basically, we would go ahead and buy you what we call a domain. It'll say www.yourbusinessname.com, right? For example. Okay. Then we have to host it. When I say host, we have to put it on a server accessible to your audience to see anytime, any place, anywhere. Okay. Once it's on a server, then someone can actually see or visit your website. And then maintenance. So when it comes to the actual build, editing it, writing about you, creating pages, photos. So for example, if you pull up if you put me on speaker there, if I'm not already on speakerphone, I just sent you a
Yeah,
text
you're
message.
on.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you're on speaker right now. I'm driving.
Awesome.
I'm coming back from a job right now. I'm getting
Yeah.
home.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. No, safety first, man.
Okay.
100%. I just sent you a text message of a website example. That's exactly how it would look. So it kind of shows you how it would look on a computer, laptop, tablet, and a smartphone device. So obviously a website is your business card online. So when you click on it, it says home, services, about, gallery, and contact, right? So on the homepage, so what we want to do is, or rather on the service page, right, when it comes to your jobs, whether it's a big job that you're looking to target or a small or medium-sized job, it's very important that your potential customer knows exactly what you do, right? Same thing when it comes to Google search, right? If you're doing a drywall repair to a kitchen remodeling, right? Some people are very specific in their search, others are very generic, right? And so, everything from top to bottom, we do it on your website. You have an entire account manager team. Okay? So, it's your business card online, right? You don't really get a second chance to make a first impression.
Right? Yeah.
And so, if you're someone who can handle more work and sees the value in having a website and finds it important to have...
Look, that's the thing right now. I am just starting out. I mean, I am very green with this right now. I know what I'm doing. I have no problem with my work and what I'm capable of doing. But in the same sense, I don't know how much work I can handle right now. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. But, you know, I mean, so that's... If you understand what I'm saying, you know, I don't want to feel overwhelmed where I'm getting too much, and then I got to start finding people. But I'm very, but on the other hand, I am very particular, and I try to do a good, honest job for everybody that I do.
Of course.
Whatever
of course.
I do.
Absolutely.
So,
and when you
I guess quality
correct.
Over quantity, if that makes any
absolutely.
Sense.
Absolutely. 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 And, you know, the quality of work that you do, you know, should translate into the Google digital world, right? That's what we call reviews, right? You don't really want to be the internet's best kept secret.
Yes, and with Angie, I do have reviews and all of that, but that's what I'm saying too. But I'm interested in what you're saying by all means, but I mean, I don't know if I can handle.
Okay, so this is what I would say.
Two sources of stuff coming at me right now.
You're not going to, your phone is not going to, let me say this. If you do move forward with this, it's not like your phone is going to, you know, overwhelm you with, you know, calls. You know, it takes time.
Okay.
It takes time for us to get you the website. Most of our work is done within 30 days. Because we have to get you verified, then we have to build the website, right? The whole optimization process. So if you give us the green light, it's not like your phone will ring tomorrow, right? It takes time.
Yeah.
It is tax deductible. So you'll walk into 2025 with a long-term strategy, a backup strategy, giving you an identity on Google, right? Which will allow you to convert more leads. Yeah, regardless of where they come from.
No. Well, there again, like I say, I mean, for $249, I mean, it's not a bad price to get myself more out there. I agree with that 100%. But it's nothing to do. I don't know. It's just I'm new to business too, so that's the thing too. So,
okay.
But no, I mean I definitely I tell you what, I'll do it. I guess I mean, but yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
do it.
I mean. All right, we'll do it, and it's a good promotion. We're not charging you separate fees to build a website.
So this is tax deductible too, correct? You said
exact 100%. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm interested.
All right, let me go ahead and confirm your company information, beginning with the best phone number for customers to call you.
This 985.
Okay.
991-0022.
All right. And this is your cell phone number, friend?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then what is the correct spelling of your first and last name?
M-E-R-Y-L Traha T R A H A N.
All right, and I'll read it back to you here. MERYLTRAHAN.
Yes, sir.
All right. And your last name?
Trahan.
All right. And can you spell that for me, please?
Well, with the I gave you my first and last name.
I got you. Thank you. So yeah. Trahan,
yes,
is your last name. Understood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
All right. What is your email address for the receipts, invoice, everything in writing?
Merle, MERYLTRAHAN at gmail.com.
Okay. One more time for me, please. One more time, please.
Okay. MERYLTRAHAN at gmail.com.
Gotcha. Your first and last name at gmail.com.
Yes, sir, with an A in between it.
Gotcha. Thank you, sir. And then your business name, Trahan Handyman Service.
Handyman Service, yes.
All right. And then what is your address?
828 Bayou, B-A-Y-O-U, Blue,
all right,
Road.
Blue Road?
Yes.
All right, 70364.
Yes, sir.
All right, excellent, my friend. Thank you so much for that. All right, and then what I'm going to go ahead and do is before we process any transaction, I'm going to read you what we call a voice verification. It is a recorded line on a discount. We'll make sure that everyone's on the same page here, okay? And then I'll follow that up with a security question. For the card that you're going to be using to pay with, what is the billing address on the card?
The card that what?
So the card that you're going to be using to pay with, the billing address?
Uh-huh.
Is it the same 828 Bayou Blue Road?
Yes.
All right.
Sir.
Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Visa? Okay. And the card number?
Yes. I'm driving right now. Hang on. Let me pull over.
Okay, no problem.
I'm standing on a spot where I can. I'm almost home. I'm 5 minutes away from my house.
Okay, no worries. Well, what I'm gonna do is read you a voice verification here. Okay, that'll give us some time.
Ahead.
All right. So,
yes.
Give me a second, let me pull that up.
I'm gonna be at a red light in a second minute here.
Okay, no problem, man. I just want you to be safe. Okay, so, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor, stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Muzz, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Trahan Handyman Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Merle Trahan, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You'll be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. I'll set you up after this in just a second. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Calls will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. I'm going to have you write this number down and save it under your contacts when you're in a safe location there. No problem.
Uh-huh.
In hiring, Local Splash is your certified marketing representative. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
Okay, so you disagree.
Wait. Say that again one more time.
No problem. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 11, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th of each day in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225 phone number. And you must speak to a live representative. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. And then for the security question, we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, your pet's first name. Which one would you like to do?
Mother's maiden name.
All right. And the answer?
Bajron.
All right. Can you spell that for me, please?
B-E-G-E.
Do we have E E G E?
G E R R O N. B E G E R O N. That's wrong. I think that's it.
E E G E R O N.
Yeah,
B-E-G-E-R-O-N. Gotcha. Thank you, sir. Alrighty, and then the next step here would just be for the card number. I'll go process that for you.
Alright. Okay, it's gonna be 4-3-0-0-7. Let me put my glasses on now. Six, two, zero, 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 two, five, three, zero, six, six.
All right. Give me 1 second here. All right, and then the expiration date, please.
10/25.
And the security code?
027.
All right, and that was the Visa, correct?
Yes.
All right. All right, please stand by. You know, I had a handyman, my family, and his name is Caesar. All it took was one guy to put him on Google, and my family called him for fencing.
Uh-huh.
But then we end up finding out he's a Renaissance man, and he does a lot of contracting work. So he did some kitchen remodeling, he did painting, and he did some concrete work on the front yard of the
uh-huh.
backyard. We referred him over to our family and friends, and kind of spread like fire, right? And so
uh-huh.
once we do get you on board, and your phone does begin to ring, I'm pretty sure you'll do a fine job in balancing and managing your customers, right? So
yeah,
it's a good thing to take work. It's still a good thing to not take work, because when they see you and you're successful and how busy you are, they'll be like, okay, you know what? We're gonna go ahead and stick to with Merrill. Looks like he does a fine job. I love his website. Pleasure to talk to. If he can't do what we ask for in, you know, the time frame, then it's fine. You know, we'll wait a little bit because I want him to do the job. He's the man. He's the guy. And I'm telling you, that's how folks are thinking, right? And so I want to say congratulations. Yes, sir.
Well,
I want to say congratulations. Your payment successfully processed here, my friend. Welcome to Local Splash officially. What I need to do
uh-huh.
is put you in the calendar for a client onboarding agent to give you a call to begin the services.
Uh-huh.
It'll be the first
uh-huh.
step within the timeline. What is your availability tomorrow?
Late afternoon would be the best. I mean, I'm talking after 5 sometime.
All righty. So after 5, so Central Time, right? So let's see.
Yes, I would. Could 6 or 7 o'clock work? Honestly,
we close at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard, which would be 6 o'clock Central.
Okay. So
the latest that I have would be.
Would be 5.
Yeah, I have a 3 o'clock.
But I'll tell you what about Wednesday? I mean, tomorrow's Wednesday. Thursday at 5. What about that? Did that work?
Yeah, Thursday. So I have a 5 o'clock tomorrow as well.
Well, I have a lot going on tomorrow. It's the problem.
No problem. So we'll do Wednesday. Okay, say Thursday the 14th, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thursday the 14th. We'll go ahead and do 5 o'clock Central Standard Time. Let me go ahead and send you the calendar invite by email here. Give me a second.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. I went ahead and I sent the email invitation. If you can go ahead and pull that up and confirm, reply yes. Also, we had sent 3 emails.
Mm-hmm.
One of the emails is the initial invoice. And then you should be receiving a welcome email. And then the third one will be a few steps on kind of getting a head start of what our onboarding agent will kind of guide you and explain in detail when it comes to getting you verified again. We do all of the work here. It's just all there for your records.
Okay.
And then I know you're, I'm not sure if you're still driving or not.
No, I'm parked now. I'm at home.
Okay. So if you can go ahead and pull up your email and sign the terms and conditions as well.
Okay, so the email, which ones I gotta do right now? Is which one?
You want to go ahead and click on the email that reads "Welcome to Local Splash."
Welcome to Local Splash. The first one you sent me?
First one should be the invoice. The second one should be titled or subject, Welcome to Local Splash.
Yes.
All right. Okay. And then within that email, there should be a link that you can click on, which will take you to a page that requires your autograph and your date and the date. So it's the terms and conditions.
Splash Local. This is calendar tomorrow.
Oh yeah, the calendar, that's for the Thursday?
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Oh shoot. Let me see. I'm not too computer savvy, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
Well, okay. Welcome to Local Splash. So that's the one I'm looking for?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. I'm on that email right now. So what I got to
right.
do now?
Yeah. So the objective here is to sign the terms and conditions, basically the agreement. So there should be a link there.
Yeah, you can log into your account, whatever.
So yeah, you can click on that there.
So I gotta do a username and password and all of that?
You don't have to worry about that section. Your onboarding agent will get to all of that and help you out with that there.
Yeah.
But there should be a way for you to do the signature.
Hang on, buddy. Let me get back there again.
No worries.
Access your dashboard. Nope, you see, everything's saying access your dashboards or whatever there. Local Splash access to working as a working point. Yeah, man. See. I don't see that where I could get on there with what you're talking about or whatever. Could you resend me that one? That way I could know what it is.
Were you able to receive the initial invoice?
Sure. Thank you. Initial invoice. Yes, right here. Yes.
Yeah.
I have
click on that one. I'm probably mixing the two up.
Okay.
And then
so I have the invoice for you.
Okay. So in your invoice, are you able to kind of click anywhere on there to sign the terms and conditions?
It says access your dashboard. No, I don't see nothing.
Kyle, give me a second here.
Please click here to accept. Okay, subscription terms. Is
there
that
you
what
go.
I need to do?
Yes, sir. There it is.
Okay.
Sorry, I mixed up the two emails. Pardon me.
I got you. I agree to receive SMS messages to my phone number. I am certified that I'm authorized holder to sign the credit card, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I got you. Click here and type your name. Now it won't let me.
confirmed signature. Signature does not match. Oh, I gotta take out the egg. Sorry, hang on, bud.
Yeah, don't worry, no.
I don't know why I don't wanna take my egg, but. Alright, I think I took it now. Well, maybe. You know what I mean.
And then once you sign and date that, that would really conclude our phone meeting.
Yeah, okay, it's went through, it's there.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Yeah, I mean that would conclude our phone meeting. And the next step is just to wait for the onboarding to call you on Thursday at 5 o'clock Central Standard. And really, really proud of what we were able to achieve. You know, I'm happy that you believe in this and you have the confidence. You know, to take that leap, that take that step.
Well, I definitely see the potential. I mean, so it can't hurt to try.
Yeah, you'll never know unless you give your business that opportunity, right? So your business has to eat, right? And so you can look at a Home Advisor, you can look at that as breakfast, you can look at Google like lunch and dinner, right? And so, on that note, you know, it's a privilege. We understand you have a choice, my friend. So congratulations. God bless. And, you know, we'll see you on Google. Just be on the lookout, for that phone call on Thursday. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Congratulations. Thanks, Meryl.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.